Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chad Ogea. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Pedro Munoz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Scott Starhowiak. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. And now, play ball. Wayne Kirby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kirby hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Bell reaches second base with a double. Berga goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Murray hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Bell trying to get to home. Puckett throws the ball into Walbeck who tags Bell who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Becker hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thome hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhowiak scoops it up and throws to first, with Radke covering, for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Starhowiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kirby is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Munoz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordova hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 3, Twins, 3. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Laos hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Mears moves to second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Becker reaches second base with a double. Mears scores. Knobloch goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vizquel strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Munoz strikes out. 1 out. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Starhoviak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Starhoviak. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Starhoviak steals second. Scott Laos batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Leos is 0 for 1 in the game. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leos for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball towards center. Becker catches it and throws to first to double up Ramirez. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck hits a line drive into center field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mears hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger misplays the ball. That's an error on Berger. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Vizquel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kirby is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirby hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Kirby reaches second base with a double. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Radke covering, for the out. Kirby moves to third. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirby scores. It's 5-4, Twins. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Pedro Munoz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Munoz takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to second. Jim Poole now pitching. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Starhowiak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Starhowiak strikes out. Two outs. Jason Grimsley now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Thome moves to second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sorrento is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhowiak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sorrento for the out. Thome moves to third. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Laos is 0-for-2 in the game. Laos strikes out. One out. Matt Walbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Walbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Walbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There's a wild pitch. Walbeck moves to second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walbeck moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walbeck scores. It's 6-4, Twins. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Becker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Becker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kirby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kirby strikes out. One out. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vizquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Berga is 0-for-3 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vizquel moves to third. Two outs. Dave Stevens now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Twins. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thome strikes out. One out. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 3 in the game. Sorrento hits a pop-up towards third. Leoz catches it and throws to first to double up Ramirez. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 5. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cordova strikes out. One out. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Leoz is 0 for 3 in the game. Leoz strikes out. Two outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walbeck takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Kenny Lofton pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Kirby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kirby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirby for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Vizquel strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.